This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
それが面白い。1963年にその頃パーセプションという話が世の中に出回ってきて、でそれ何だろうっていうと、実は人工知能の一つで入力信号が入ってきて、一番最初の層にいた、その層で信号をニューロンが変換して次の層に伝える。 最後は答えを出す。画像だったのが犬か猫か猿かというような識別をする。で、当時のパソコンは途中は学習できない。01のニューロンを使っちゃうと途中の情報が全部01の組み合わせになってるんで、組み合わせをいろいろ変えて学習するというのは 現実には非常に大変な仕事で、それをアナログにしてパーセプトロンをアナログ信号を処理するように全部読み返す。そうすると真ん中が学習するのは実は簡単にできるんだ。でそれが確率的勾配効果法で、1967年 セオリーオブアダプティブパターンクラシファイアかな。で、まあ学習する機械の理論ですね。私としてはそれでやっとパーセプトロンが自由自在に学習できる装置になったんだ。一番幅を広げるきっかけになったのは大学でね、数理工学コースと いうところに入ったことなんですね。数理工学なんて言葉は世の中になかったんです。なかった。まあそこに入って、それで見てみると、やっぱり先生がね、苦闘してるんですよ。俺たちは本当の学問を作るんだというのが近藤和人先生で、学問に熱中するのはそれは当たり前だと。熱中すれば深くなる。それは当たり前。それだけじゃいかんのだ。 数理工学というのは目を見開いて、世の中の他の分野の学問をね、それとなく見ていて、そこに数理の本質があるんだから、自分の専門はこれだと思い込んで、そこに限ってはいけないということを教えてくれた。で、大学に入ってから統計学セミナーというのを取って、実は統計学も情報 扱ってるんですよ。情報というのを測るのに距離みたいな概念が必要で、違った情報の間の距離を曲がった空間の物差しで測ろうと、そういう目でね、統計学を見ると実は幾何学に見えてくる。確率論があって、大数学があって、解析学がある。で、なぜ幾何学がないの。 で、私は情報理論は統計学から出発したけれども、それは統計理論ではなくて、もっと幅広いものなんだ。だから、インフォメーションジオメトリー、もっと広い名前で呼びたいと。で、そうすることによって、いろんな分野に適用が可能になってくると。やっぱり数理の学問を研究するには、目を広く、 開いてね、いろいろな情報をちゃんと取って持っていなきゃいけない。で、それが新しい分野、新しい学問を開拓していく始まりになるんだと。人が考えてることの続きをやるんじゃなくて、そういう問題が出る前に自分で問題を作るんだと。で、実はここに問題の目があって、 これが将来発展していくんだという、そういう源流をいち早く自分で作り出す。 そういう覚悟でいなければ本当の学問はできないんじゃないか。
Okay, thank you for coming, everybody. It's my great honor and pleasure to be here in San Diego. And I'll give a short lecture, not academic, but rather the, just looking back on my life, how I studied and how I got some works. Okay, I never dreamed of getting Kyoto Prize, so it was a big surprise. The title of my talk is My Life Has Been Lucky. Yes, it's very lucky. And I loved mathematics in my elementary or the high school days. The wonderful thing I remember is from the high school, take us to the University of Tokyo mathematics department. And they have on the board some problems interesting. And if we can solve one of them, then they give one piece of pencil. Okay? And I tried many things, but one thing I couldn't solve is the following problem. So x power equal x power y is equal to y power x. Okay? If x is 2, y equal 4 is the answer. And the question says, find all the rational numbers that satisfied this one. I tried. I couldn't. So I go back to home. After dinner, I also think about it deeply, and maybe several hours. I got the idea I could solve. And next day, I again did to University of Tokyo, showing I solved it, getting one pencil. Okay? However, I prepared this slide, okay? I tried to solve this problem. I couldn't. So maybe I'm much better in my high school hood. Okay. And I entered the University of Tokyo. Yeah, I supposed to become some researcher in science or engineering, okay? However, there is a lot of peace movement or movement against government or against America imperialism, okay? And I involved in that movement. What is the result? Okay, after 1.5 years, they decide the which course you choose as a higher education. Okay. And say mathematics department, physics department, electrical engineering department, those require very high score. But my score is very low, unfortunately. So I thought, but at that time, there was some, explanation that some researchers, some professors created a new course named Mathematical Engineering. Okay? Those professors, they worked in aeronautics in the World War II. Then Japan was defeated, as you know, and they prohibit research on aeronautics. They look it might be dangerous. And so those professors changed the name into applied mathematics. But after several years, It's again the prohibition dissolved. They come back, created the new aeronautics department. Most professors joyfully went back to this new department, but some strange professor thought, no more aeronautics, okay? It's too narrow. We should have our eyes much wider and apply modern mathematics to many engineering or some other problems. So they created mathematical engineering course, very small course. Professors are only four, but the students are five. Okay. And at that time, they themselves are just struggling to found a new mathematical engineering. Okay. So they did very hard work. They worked hard. So this is maybe the beginning of my very lucky life. Okay. And they say, Professor Cho, you are free. You can do anything you want. Okay. For mathematical science and engineering. But you should open your eyes very widely and to think about any phenomena or problems to do research. If you like it, you should do it deeply, but never only inside. Your eyes should be much larger. So, yes, I mentioned the mathematical engineering. Now, mathematical engineering, it sounds not so strange, but at that time, it was very strange. And mathematical science, still not popular. Mathematics, very popular. In Japan, pure mathematics is the top level in the world. They say applications of mathematics, that's nonsense. Okay. Those who dropped out do applications of mathematics. Mathematician should be purer and purer. Okay. But as I mentioned, it is the beginning of my luck. So, my graduate study is, say, very different subject. In master course, I try to analyze electrical networks. It has some combinatorial and structure, and I used modern homology theory to solve those problems in terms of algebraic topology. And then I try to differential geometry of material, very different fields. In the material, there's a lot of fine structure. They call it dislocation. And fracture of material happens by a motion dislocation. And it is very good described by Riemannian geometry. It is one subject my professor Kondo created, but at the same time, in the UK or in Germany, similar theory appeared, and they discussed a lot of those things. Finally, I am interested in something information theory. I'm very impressed by reading Shannon information theory book, and I tried to make some theory of signal transformation or signal transmission in terms of geometry. So this is my PhD study. Okay. I was very lucky because at that time in Japan, they say technology, engineering, science, very important. Maybe the influence of the sport, Sputnik, and the Russia Sputnik, then the government decided to enlarge those science and engineering department. That implies they created lots of new professor position. So there are lots of vacant. After the graduation, I directly became the associate professor at Kyushu University. Okay. To my surprise and to my luck. And in Kyushu University, I studied what subjects interesting. At that time, perceptron is invented by the Rosenblatt, American psychologist. Okay? He proposed some learning machine. Machine should learn as our brain. Okay. And then we can create some artificial intelligence things. Now, there's another school of artificial intelligence. But Rosenblatt thought that such a radar-style neural networks, and to train that one, maybe there's a universal artificial intelligence machine can be realized. But at that time, it's impossible. The computer facility, computer ability is so poor. Okay? They cannot handle the problem which you're interested in. Okay? At that time. However, the theory of a learning machine is very interesting. And at that time, only the last layer neuron can learn. You can train only last neuron and the intermediate neurons. If we could train it too, and maybe it's much higher ability. But at that time, it's impossible. Why? The reason is they used 0-1 combinatorial neurons. They call McLaren-Pitts neurons. Okay. However, if we use analog type neuron, now they use analog type neuron, then if we change the connection rates everywhere slightly, we can find the effects it gives to the last neurons, okay, output neurons. That is, in mathematics, it's a differentiation, and if there are many snaps, it's a gradient. So I proposed gradient descent method of the training such a neural network. It's so simple, it's so obvious. Okay? But at that time, no one said so. So I tried and I did computer simulation. It worked well. To my surprise, after 20 years later, some American professors, including Hinton, rediscovered this type of learning method. Okay, so, but and at the same time, I am interested in the why our brain works so well. Okay, it's like neural networks here, but it works very well. And I just studied something, physiology, neuroscience book, very difficult, but reading, they describe details of neurons, synapses, and so on. But still, how we think, see unknown. Even now, it's unknown. How we have mind, we have consciousness, we can do mathematics in the brain. Brain surely can do that, but it's a very difficult thing. So I think maybe we can we use some mathematical model, simplified model of neural networks, but analyze deeply those simple models. It's simple, we can do analyze. And just the study what is the ability and disability or limitation of this simple model. Then we can go one step further to understand what the brain works. It's mathematical neuroscience. Okay? There are some physiologists, my friend said, oh, Amari-san, you are doing the, theory in the heaven. We are doing theory or experiment on the earth using monkey, rat, all those things. You are the heavenly, academia. I think it's okay. But still now, mathematical neuroscience is going on. Okay? And it's becoming more and more important. Okay, yeah, I go then. And then in 1975, I visited America. Michael Arbib, he's here, invited me to join his laboratory. Also, he has interest in brain mathematics and all combination of those things. And I think my English is very poor still now, okay? but maybe if I visit America, maybe my English becomes much better, okay? And my daughter, one of them here, speak English very fluent. I'm not, okay? But and 9 months of the life in America, it's opened my eye very widely to the international academia. At the university, there are many visitors from all over the world. They do speak, okay? And students hear those things becoming, they are very internationally educated. And unfortunately, yes, in the airplane from Japan to America, okay, it's Korean airline. At that time, they request $3 to put the earphone and to watch movie. I tried, totally not understanding. At that time, I felt, okay, in return flight. And I can understand very well that movie. However, okay, and in return flight, I paid $3, okay? But still, English was very difficult. But one thing interesting, I traveled from Massachusetts to Los Angeles by car, taking 3 months, a long travel, looking very nice, sightseeing places. Now here is some picture, okay? I was young, obviously, and my daughter, smallest daughter is here. Okay, now, and then the 1985, and again, they say the neuron-like machine can do something very good, and internationally, a big write-up with neural network research. Okay, but before that, it's called winter period of those neural networks or artificial intelligence, okay? But in Japan, We don't have any budget. In America, Europe, there are large budget cuts for this subject because it looks useless. In Japan, we have almost no budget of research. So then, that implies no cut. We have freedom to instead to do our research freely. And we tried to think about mathematical neuroscience or machine learning, and we collaborated with physiologists, neuroscientists. They are working on the ground, I'm working on the heaven. Okay? And then. And so Japan became something advanced country in theory of neural networks. I'm one of the who did many works, those the stochastic gradient descent learning method, or I did associative memory model, or neural field dynamics, and many of these things. Then suddenly, at that time, still, Japan is financially, economy is going up, but still, university is difficult to go abroad. Okay. Then I met Michael Harvey, and after that, he invited me to visit America. Okay, so then there was a boom in 85, and suddenly a telephone call came to me. And at that time, no direct telephone. The university took some place of telephone, and they called me, Professor Mari. Here is an international call from America. From America. It's English. But I couldn't read it. Okay, please connect. And it was the neural network first neural network conference held in America. It is in San Diego. Okay, and they say they would like to invite me as a speaker. Okay, the, all the expenses they pay. So I said, yes, okay. This is the beginning of the debut of international community. Okay, and then Japan economy got better and better. Some developed so quickly. And there are lots of funds who are abroad. Then after that. I did research, but sometime after, yes, then I did research on the mathematical neuroscience or machine learning about 10 years, okay? Then I felt I am an expert of this subject, doing many things easily. Maybe that might be a big mistake. I should search for other interesting fields to tackle, okay? And I think at that time, the information science, say, Shannon information science, or control system theory, or those dealing with information, they use algebra, the mathematical analysis, mathematical logic, and those things. But we couldn't find any geometrical theory. Okay. Geometry has a wider perspective. So we need the science of information. Okay. And I yesterday worked on the statistics. Mm. Statistics, they use the not single probability theory, but other candidates to be estimated, a family of probability distribution, say Gaussian distribution. It is something manifold. In Gaussian case, say simplest one is two-dimensional. And what is the two-dimensional Gaussian distribution? What its structure is? Okay. And we need some principle. And the idea is if we are given a number of the observation from one distribution, we have very rough form of that distribution. It's a histogram. However, histogram is like this way. So we need very smooth two-dimensional Gaussian distribution. We need to project this observation in the two-dimensional manifold of probability distribution. Okay? Then, what is the projection? Projection is just the straight line, and such that it cross right arm. But what is a right arm? We need something metric to define the right angle, and we need something connection, affine connection, to be what is a straight line. Of course, it's curved space, so there's a realm of differential geometry. And I tried those things very hard, and I was very lucky. I met Sir David Cox in Japan and presented him my idea, my result of the differential geometry of statistics. Cox said almost nothing. After returning in London, he wrote me, okay, your idea might be opening a new way to statistics. So we need to study, check those ideas internationally. So he organized a workshop on differential geometry of statistics in London. And I was invited. I've met many of the famous statistics people. And one of them is the C.R. Rao. He died 2 or 3 years ago, okay, at the age of 103. Okay. Cox died also, maybe nearly 100. Okay. And I am from America, and Ephraim, yeah, from Stanford, came. So Cox recommended me to many international conferences to be a speaker, so that the idea of information geometry spread widely. Okay? So this was very lucky thing. And at that time, I met Kolmogorov in Russia. And of course, he died now. But those things are very lucky. And I called my theory information geometry. It was geometry of statistics. So maybe, statistics geometry might be a better word, but I think, no, it's not limited to statistics. it should be open to more wider subjects. And now, information geometry is applied to at many areas, physics, mathematics, and so on. It becomes wider and wider. And of course, we use information geometry to analyze artificial intelligence or the studying the ability of those deep neural networks. But and also it's happy that and Springer people and visit me. There's a Japan chat of Springer. The one guy visit me, and we are thinking about to publish a new journal, Information Geometry. How do you think about that? I say, oh, great idea. However, it's not profitable. Very small readers. At that time, Springer people said, no. We are looking for the 10, 20 years later. It might have big audience, okay, big readers. We are just searching for such science which develops 20 years later. We think information geometry might be such one. I'm so glad. But so it's now 8 years after, and Springer just united to his nature, and they are more such more profitable journals. They say, Professor Amai, there's a problem in continuing the information geometry. There are not so many readers, the contributors. That's the problem. And they are even doing very well. Okay, I mentioned second neural boom happened, but still, unfortunately, the neural network technology, we cannot use it. The other time, computer facility is again not so good. Okay, still not so good. It's much better from the old time, but still not good. And now, the third, or they say fourth, AI boom, neural network boom, is coming. Okay? And I was astonished at seeing those new AI technology, say ChatGPT. They do very well beyond my anticipation. Okay? So I cannot use that well, but see, very helpful to doing something and writing a letter of recommendation, which I sometimes ask to write. Okay? And but now I do draw the very rough the manuscript, ask ChatGPT, please make it much better. They do very simple thing. I studied English for say 50 years or more, still very bad. Okay? But AI much, much better. It's very surprising. So after that, yes, at that time, retirement age of University of Tokyo was the 60. I should retire and to search for some another job. And there is a Riken, that is Physical and Chemical Science Institute in Japan, and Masao Ito, who is the neurophysiologist, founded that neuroscience inside Riken. The Ito invited me, Amari-san, 理系 is very good. Why you not join us? Okay? So I joined. It's a paradise. Lots of research fund and working on mathematical science. We don't need any big funds, okay? But they have a lot of the thing that I do research free, okay? And also an artificial intelligence or mathematical new science by using information in the geometry. And at the age of 80, I retired, okay? And I think, okay, it's very free time. And science of the thing, I continue as my hobby. Now, I like to play Go game. It's like chess, okay? And so then COVID happened. After retirement, and I visit the Riken every day, but just a COVID came, they say, don't come to Riken Institute. Say, once a week is okay. I'm still visiting Riken once a week to play Go game. Okay. So, now, I'm astonished at the power of artificial intelligence and to think about, well, what is the difference from human and artificial intelligence? Present AI is so wonderful and progress is so rapid. Maybe next year, much better, next one, next, much better. But I believe our brain is much more powerful, something wonderful, okay? And then in this period of artificial intelligence, what our society, our culture should go? There are lots of optimism and pessimism. Someone say, AI period, then paradise, we can live in paradise. Okay, all productive works, those are done by AI. We don't do anything, but we have sufficient basic income. Not small income, okay? Sufficient implies every day, good wines, okay? Good beers, and very delicious food. It's enough. Do you think this is happy society? I don't think so. It's not paradise, but it's domestication of humans by AI. Okay? You see the pig or chicken or those animals. They can eat freely. Are they happy? I don't know. They don't know too. But for human, such a life is not happy. Human likes to work because they are our brain and the human are the result of evolution. Okay, for evolution, human has a society, and then by evolution we have. We reach to our mind, okay, consciousness, and logic, mathematics, science, and so on, okay, and to work is by the necessity of a pleasure. We need to work, we need to communicate, with our other human. It's society. And the feeling we do work and do something, accomplishment, feeling of accomplishment, that are very joyful. We did with this, okay? And so, and we need to work, even if there are no pay, but the food and drinks from the other side, free, because we never stop working. We now work is sometimes painful, but after accomplishment, it's changed into very joyful structure. Okay? And pain and joy just integrated, and we want to work by something to create, to generate, or just from curiosity. Okay? So maybe what is the work? We need to create works. That's okay. Amateur work is okay. Amateur science, very good. Okay? Now they say the science compete to each other. This discovery, I'm earlier than you one day. Okay? Then keep that its process secret. That's ridiculous. We freely discuss, say, and there could be many simultaneous discoveries in all the overall, which is earlier, that's no problem. Okay. We enjoy together, our findings are very close, that's great. Okay. Then, that work is like just to play. Work and play united. Okay. And also, the painful work and joyful work, it's united. That is our society should go. However, how to reach that paradise? Okay, there are a lot of crises, say military use of AI is now very fashionable. It might go to the worldwide war, okay? And also, the AI is promoted by those big money companies. They want to earn money. They do proceed AI only for money. That are very dangerous. And from that time, disparity of people might increase. And also, and politically, there are a lot of populism. Okay. And also, AI might help those in right of populism. And we are thinking about those our society, civilization, the freedom and equality and dignity of humans, those things we should keep and we should create not domestication but some new civilization to a future society. Of course, education is very important. How do we treat the AI? Okay. AI is dangerous because it's very useful. We ask easily AI to do this work, they did. That implies our thinking is decreasing. Okay. So joy of thinking or pain of thinking, it's very important. Sometimes we think about deeply, one day, one month, even 10 years, sometimes the very good idea came into our mind. That's a very joyful thing. So I hope you should create new society, new civilization. As you, I'm not satisfied with the current situation or the civilization or our political situation, okay? But there are a lot of difficulty in conquering and create new civilization. It's up to you, okay? It's no more me. I'm just looking, and maybe I live only a few years, okay? But it's you who create a new those civilization and yes, paradise of human beings. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amari Sensei, for the very inspiring talk. So this is a time for question and answering. We have students here. Anybody have question for Amari Sensei, please line up behind the mic.
Which open problem in information geometry or neural computation, what do you consider the most important?
I think modern AI, or larger language model, developed so quickly, and they believe bigger is better. Okay? And the scale of neural networks becoming larger and larger. And practically, it worked. But there should be some limit, okay? And now I feel we don't have enough theory to explain why the current neural networks or transformers or those things work so well. So it's the poverty of theory now, okay? And we say big AI, they are created, they need big one. But without certain big, large money, we can create theories, okay? And those things is open to not America or not China, but even Japan. Japan is now poor, not poor as the 6 years ago. It's still rich, okay? But we can do that. So it's a mission of a theoretical person to understand why it works so good. They say something emerged, okay? I agree, but what emerged? We don't know. So maybe we can think about a new theory which makes it possible to construct a smaller scale, very wide artificial intelligence.
Amari Sensei, gokaito arigatou gozaimasu.
Let's take a question from my left-hand side.
Hello, my name is Isabella. I'm from Tijuana, Mexico. And my question is, with the evolution of AI, how is the new generation, can we still live freely as a society to continue to develop the use of AI to do good and not create danger and live in this paradise that you talk about?
So she, would you mind like repeating the last part of the question?
This
last part of the question a bit slow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna read it all.
She wanted to. She wanted to know like how we would live with AI in the modern days as they are becoming so powerful, mm-hmm. and then really as I guess as a newer generation to really live in this paradise mm-hmm. that you were describing before. How should we? What is the optimal relationship that we should develop with AI? If that's the
That's a very difficult question. Nobody knows the answer. Okay? But we should find the way. The now, so there are so lots of war going on, okay? And also the disparity of people increasing. They have to overcome this bad situation. We don't know, okay? Now also, democracy is something in crisis. Under the democracy, there are such a Hitler or those people might keep it. So we need to think about from the various side. That could be, of course, from AI side and smarter, small scale AI, power AI, and prevailing for all other people. Also, about the relation between our neighbors. It's very important. And the democracy, how to keep democracy. Those things are all up to you, not me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Erin Aldape. And throughout your presentation, you mentioned lots of changing situations. Like the way you experience your education, different cultures, different languages, and even the change in our critical thinking skills that AI has inevitably brought. So I wanted to ask, what could you share to us, young folks, about overcoming change in such a technological era?
So we cannot stop development of technology. It's so powerful and it's so convenient, the modern AI, so helpful. We should use it, but AI is not the AI use ourselves to find the answers. The important thing is we should use by thinking, considering very carefully, okay? And don't rely on the answer of AI. There might be lots of hallucination, okay? So I'm very afraid of, say, even the child can use AI very conveniently, we should not lose our thinking ability, joy of thinking, and all of those thinking deeply, say 1 year. Maybe suddenly a new idea come up with my mind. Those new findings AI cannot do. Okay. So we are very careful not losing our working, thinking, those, and communicating to each other, communicate with AI, but to communicate within human. That's a very important factor, I think.
Thank you.
You can take a question from my right-hand side.
Yeah. Konnichiwa, Amari-san. Watashi no namae wa Emily desu. Kayoubi ni hanashita yo ne. And my question is, you talked before about your work in geometrical information, and I wanted to ask, is this different information for conscious? And if it is, how can we describe it mathematically, consciousness?
What is the last part of the question? Information?
information of our consciousness.
Consciousness?
Yes. Like, can it be described by mathematics?
Yes. And consciousness is a big problem. It emerged in our mind and our brain by revolution. And I think the consciousness is such a simple thing that I know what I want to do by myself. That's important to communicate to each other. When we work together, we need to transmit some idea I'm intending to do to the other people, okay? So that's the beginning of the consciousness, okay? And there are some, yes, recently there are some theories of consciousness in the, say, information integrated theory or those things, but still insufficient. The consciousness is part of our mind, and that evolved through long history. So, simply think for a machine to have consciousness, okay? And that is if machine or AI knows what the AI is doing now, currently, maybe the after following prompt, they are doing some work. But if AI understands the true meaning of prompt or task which they do themselves, they do perform some reasoning. Currently, the stochastic reasoning is most part. But they should do more logical part, and now logical part is going on. But how to combine nicely those stochastic thinking and logical thinking and knowing one's intention, those things are necessary for the future machine, and it's the beginning of consciousness, but consciousness is much more delicate things. I believe if there is a machine, AI, who has personality, its own, its own thing to, and sense of justice and so on. It's very dangerous. One can easily create machine like Trump, okay? Everything is deep. If we got money, that's okay. I am great, okay? Or Hitler, or Putin, or those, there are many such people. Now, if such AI emerged, it's so dangerous. Now, this is a problem of the personality or consciousness and the machine.
Okay, hi, arigatou gozaimasu.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Amari. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Camila Aguilar. I really admire your career and your work. I would like to ask you, do you think artificial intelligence will ever surpass human intelligence?
Whether artificial intelligence will eventually surpass human intelligence?
Again, very different question. Okay, and human intelligence, say some scientists, Newton or Einstein, then our usual deeds and also the current AI, they do interpret input, okay? And thinking about many examples, they think this new situation should be certain sound, okay? However, human do not satisfy with those three. They got given problem, they would answer. It's okay, but it's not satisfy. So, and from ancient days, they know the movement of stars, and they have some law how stars going on, okay? And even all the time, they can do such interpolation. However, they don't ask why. Okay? But anyway, say Kepler finds that the planet go around the sun in something in like round motion. Okay, it explains every situation very well. But the Newton did not satisfy with that answer. Why? Why the announcement of Earth or other planet go round? Okay. And he invented something, the law of gravity, the concept of force, or concept of mass acceleration, something very new things, and combine those them and create a new unified theory. Okay? The current AI couldn't do that. In future, is it possible? We need some motivation of curiosity to ask further and further. And it's very difficult to have current AI such curiosity. I cannot say anything about in future. It might be possible, but it takes some few years, I guess. We got it by evolution of many, many, many years.
Great. Thank you, Omar-sensei. Let's take a question from my left-hand side.
Good afternoon. My name is Aldo Reynoso. I'm from Lázaro Cárdenas High School in Tijuana, Baja California. And I wanted to ask you, what advice would you give to young students who want to contribute to the future of AI, and what skills or fields should we focus on studying?
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to know, as for young people, do you have advice about what skills and the subject of learning that they should be focused on?
It's a very difficult question. I say, don't stop using AI. It's very convenient too. But remember, you use the AI, you are the master, okay? And you think at the same time, don't rely on the answer which computer gives. You should think about, is it right or not? So, I advise you not take easygoing way. Yeah. Have whatever the AI is useful, convenient, don't rely on that. At the same time, you should consider, think about the whole story of the world and the problem you are facing.
We'll take one last question from this side.
Hello, my name is Luz Ortega, and I'm from Southwest High School. And I wanted to know your opinion about AI wasting natural resources for us.
So she is pointing to the fact that these days, modern AI models use a lot of energy to train these models. And what is your opinion about that?
Yeah, now the AI is very energy consuming. It cannot continue further, okay? But maybe, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years or something, we invent new technology which needs not so great energy. Our brain works, they say, only 20 watt power, that is like this small tube, okay? So, Energy problem is not a big obstacle making the AI larger and larger. Okay. But I think not near future, but in some future, we can invent new technology which conquer that problem.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.